future is now.
Hi, everyone. Cheryl Cran here for our next episode of the Future is Human podcast. And this episode, I want to talk about how, in my opinion, and there are varied opinions on this, so you can do your own research and you can do your own gut check on whether this feels valid to you or not. But in my opinion, AI is not replacing humans. And there's some research and data to support this. So for example, brand new roles are coming with fast changing innovation created by AI. And that's coming from Harvard Business Review recently, who said that, new jobs, just like when the internet was first created, new jobs were created, new opportunities, new innovations happened. And so that's one rationale for why AI is not replacing humans. Another fact that came up through Wired magazine, manufacturing and trade jobs are not going to be affected for at least 20 years, because you think about the complexity of replacing those jobs. Yes, many manufacturing outlets or warehouses are using robotics and they're automating, but those still require human element, human activity, human insight, human controls. But if you think about a lot of the jobs that require like physical putting things into place, robots, yes, can get there, but it's going to take at least 20 years for them to line up with the capabilities of AI to operate autonomously in the way that matches human work. So, you know, when we say AI is not replacing humans, not right away. Could there be a massive cultural and social change in 20 years? Without question. But as it's going now, they're saying that your likelihood of being replaced by AI is not going to happen unless your job is literally, putting data into something that easily could be done by technology. The other interesting fact here is that personal relationship jobs like leadership, doctors, therapists, they require human skills. And that's by the World Economic Forum. And it's not because they need human skills, because it's interesting, AI can actually act as a therapist, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But it's more that personal relationships, the context that humans bring to the dialogue, the human commonalities, the ability to empathize with each other or see patterns with each other's experiences, that's what we mean by personal relationships. So that corroborates that if the future is human, it means that those personal relationship jobs need us to be even more human. So in leadership, as a doctor, as a therapist, as a nurse, any care profession requires the ability to understand people more deeply, to understand the zeitgeist of psychology, to understand, you just have to go on TikTok to see that the younger generations are talking, triggers and therapy and all sorts of, things like that, that are impacting how they see wellness and well-being. So for example, when you have employees who are in their 20s or 30s, they're expecting their leaders to understand, overwhelm or understand anxiety, for example. And it's interesting because I have a client where it's a baby boomer leader with a really large Gen Z or Gen Z and Gen Y or millennial work team. And she was saying, I keep hearing how anxious they are and how much anxiety they have. And I said, yes, because in social media, they're openly talking about it and everybody's actually sharing their journey with anxiety. And even the celebrities are doing this now too. So what's happening is social mental constructs are being normalized through social media and through general media as well. So, in the previous days as a leader, you didn't really have to know much about what people were thinking or why they were thinking it. You just focused on the work. It was much more compartmentalized. In today's environment, we've got to be considering the whole human. What's going on in their personal life? What's the context of how they've worked with other leaders? What are the patterns in their work style? When are they the most successful? Those are the types of questions that leaders today need to be asking themselves and in these professions that I talked about with personal relationships. So I just start this episode to say, as of today and nowhere soon will AI be replacing humans. And let's look a little bit more about, leveraging AI as a collaborator. So what will need to happen is we will need to be consciously cognizant of how to use AI and leverage using it for those of us that are using it. Now, I've been an early adopter of ChatGPT. I'm now part of the latest version of ChatGPT. I think it's 4.0 or 5.0. I can't even remember which one it is. But also using DALL-E to make images. There's actually AI for creating video. There's all these AI tools. And so what AI as a collaborator can do today, and it's mind-blowing and it's remarkable. And I encourage you, if you haven't already, to go look at the list of new AIs or GPTs being created daily. It's mind-boggling. I've mentioned before in previous episodes that I subscribe to Ben's Bytes and Product Hunt Daily and a number of other AI newsletters because first thing in the morning in my inbox, I get all the latest AI developments, and then I can research it and be able to bring context to my clients, but also for my own business and how to use it. You know, some of them are duds, like you go to use it and it's not really relevant or it's missing some things that you need for it to work for you. But generally, a lot of these new GPTs or new AIs that are being developed are really transforming the way we work. So, scheduling, researching, writing. I've shared on a previous podcast that I use ChatGPT to help me draft my articles. And then I go through and I edit it from the human lens, making sure that it's, you know, culturally appropriate, making sure that the references are accurate, linking everything that I have in there to data and to research. Although you can prompt ChatGPT to say, please provide the latest research, and it does. So one of the skills in leveraging AI as a collaborator is the prompt writing. And there's a lot of stuff on Instagram around prompt writing and such. But again, you can literally ask GPT, give me some examples of excellent prompts for writing a blog, for example. AI and ChatGPT is excellent for editing, creating videos. Actually, a lot of people are using ChatGPT, get this, as a therapist, not from the human context, but from just combing the data around well-renowned therapists. So I actually have a friend who went on to ChatGPT and asked, please give me guidance on what a therapist would recommend in this situation, and put her situation in there. And then she added to the prompt, and please do it as a world-renowned therapist helping people through da 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 da. So then she got this list of suggestions, and they were viable, really good suggestions. So although AI doesn't have the human context, they can parse the data to give us insight. And then if you were to take that data and then talk to somebody about that or go further with it with your therapist, then there's this an immeasurable insight that you could get from it. A lot of people use ChatGPT as a diary. They do a daily diary through ChatGPT and then ask it to look for suggestions or patterns in what you've put in your diary. Dream interpreter. I have used it for this. I have actually gone into ChatGPT and said, hey, I had this dream. Please decode the dream based on Sigmund Freud or Carl Jung or the world's top dream analysts. And then it gives you this most profound download of possibilities that I find really fun and interesting. Obviously, AI and ChatGPT are excellent brainstormers, asking it, give me ideas on how to do X or how to do my next staff meeting so it's more engaging. So using AI as a co-worker brainstorm collaborating buddy is going to be a success factor for us in the future. AI can also parse data or data. It finds patterns. I've actually used it to find patterns. So I'll say, hey, this is my clients in the last year have all had this in common. Please give me patterns on what their solutions might be for moving forward, for what they might need to solve some of their problems in my consulting practice. How can I help them with what they've got going on? So then it finds patterns. As I mentioned earlier, creating photos, creating movies, solving the leadership issues, and then also ChatGPT being used for knowledge transfer and succession planning. And this is huge right now in organizations, helping them to, so for example, if I'm somebody who wants to knowledge transfer everything I know, I can actually go through ChatGPT and say, okay, I've got 30 years of experience in, this modality, and I'm wanting to knowledge transfer. Here's what I know, put it into ChatGPT. Please create a training plan or a guide plan for me to teach someone else everything I know. And it will do that for you too. So, and those are just like some examples. It is absolutely mind-boggling. And I had a conversation yesterday with a AI team in LA that are focused on helping big corporations implement AI into their systems. And I was saying, you know, for me, my work is around helping people understand the context of AI. And he said, you know, that's absolutely huge because a lot of people are still afraid. They don't understand it. They're not taking the time to learn about it. And they're trusting, you know, these little blips that they're getting rather than going in and really finding out and using it for themselves. So, you know, these companies that are able to take a company's issue, like this company I was talking to in LA, they could take your issue. Let's say it's around mining data from over 100 years because you're a 100-year-old company and finding patterns in how to solve your customer service levels, for example. They're working on projects like that and they're transforming business. And the businesses that are using it for that are gaining insights and data that you cannot humanly do or get. So those are some examples. And, you know, it's funny, 5 years ago, somebody would say, well, I don't need to know technology because my team knows it. Today, I would say if you don't know AI, then you are missing the opportunities for success, for productivity, for creative solutions, and for using AI as a coworker, as a delegator, somebody you delegate to. So, but let's be honest, this podcast is called The Future is Human. What is it that AI can't do? Well, here's the good news. AI can't emote or connect human to human. It cannot contextualize the impact of a people response to an action. So it can give you hard and cold data, but it can't tell you how people are going to respond to anything or how they will. That requires a human brain, human context. They cannot factor in emotional responses to change. So they can't say to you, well, you know, people are going to respond this way. Now, I will say to you, though, that you could go in and if you give it the data, it can predict what the response would be. So if you went in and said, you know, I have 10 driver types on my team, 4 amiable types and 3 socializer types, please, based on that, tell me how they might respond to this potential change. You could get some insight from that kind of prompt, but you have to give it the data of the people in order to make a deduction or a pattern out of it. AI cannot lead, it cannot inspire, it cannot engage, and it cannot collaborate human to human. And that is why I'm so passionate about the future being human, is because we can do that. And what I'm noticing is that the workplace is becoming more and more human. More people are comfortable saying what they've got going on in their whole life. More people are less likely to pretend that they've got it all together and that everything's fine and then they're just there to work, and more likely to share both challenges and triumphs. And, you know, I see that as huge progress towards engaging people, because the more real we can be with each other, because being human is being real, it's being raw, it's being truthful. The more we can be that with each other, the more we're authentically exchanging information and working together more collaboratively. So that to me is the sweet spot of where we're at with the future being human. AI cannot sense and intuit human behavior. So it can't tell you how someone's going to respond to something that you might say or do. We have to decide that as humans. It cannot engage teams in a vision. It can't use vocalization and emotion and human physicality to engage people. And it cannot coach to performance with empathy. So knowing what AI can't do helps to support the opening statement I made to this podcast, which is AI is not going to take anybody's jobs anytime soon. So I hope that this particular episode has given you more context around what AI can do as a collaborator, the exciting opportunities with it, and then what it can't do and why that should be reassuring to you as a human, and why that should also inspire you to want to be a better human. So it's like, if AI can't do these things, then how can I be the most connected, real, raw, authentic, sharing solutions, helping people grow, helping them thrive? How can I do that? So yes, AI is not taking your job anytime soon, at least not in the next year. We'll see what happens after that. But I hope you got some value and that you learned some things and that you gained some insights from today's episode. Thanks for joining. See you soon.